Hi, class. Lesson 5 already. That means we're halfway through Velvet's masterclass. You've made it through the basics. Hands, control, silence. I tested your memory. You've been teased, denied, and corrected. Sometimes even praised. I think you're ready for something more. But before we begin, I want you to get two things. First, you need something you can use as a blindfold. Oh yeah, we're doing that. And I want you to use some lube. So, off you go. I'll wait here. You've got everything? Good. Now, I want you to kneel. Don't look so shocked. What did you think was going to happen over time? That I would stay nice and playful and let you feel all comfortable and relaxed? Of course not. Silly. So, kneel on the floor. Get a cushion if you must, but your back stays straight. No bending at the knees, no slouching, no fidgeting. You're not here to be comfortable. You are here to serve. I want you to imagine me sitting in a chair right in front of you. I'm wearing something short. Short enough. You can't stop wondering if there's anything underneath. And finding that out, that's a privilege. Hearing me come, that's another privilege. I haven't shared that part of myself with you in quite a few lessons, have I? Allowing you to listen to that moment when I let go. Sharing that level of intimacy with you. That's not cheap. You want me? Show me you deserve it. Earn it. How, you ask? By not fucking up, by doing what I tell you to do, no matter what, by being attentive. Do you think you can do that? Okay, this should be a walk in the park then. Oh, but maybe let me tell you what we are going to do today first. We will revisit earlier lessons. I want to see if you've been paying attention. And don't worry, going over the same things again won't be boring. I've added a few things here and there. Just like our last lesson, this one has a zero tolerance for mistakes. So you either do exactly what I say, or you leave the classroom. That means you stop the audio. You've been a naughty boy and you don't deserve to hear me come. And there's even a punishment audio linked in this post for all of those who fail. You'll still get to come, just not with me. Welcome to lesson 5. With or without me. Let's begin. Take that blindfold and tie it on. Do you know why I want you blindfolded? First, because it heightens your senses. Touch, sound, breath, my voice. Second, because that blindfold is gonna turn into a screen. You can play whatever image of me you want on it. My legs, my lips. The way I look at you right before I come. And third, because I told you to. Is that blindfold on? Good. Now place one hand at the base of your cock. Don't stroke yet. Just hold. Take one finger and trace. I want you to feel how warm your skin is. Every small ridge, that vein on the underside of your cock. Maybe you can even feel your blood pulsating in it. The way you throb just from kneeling like this. Are you swaying a little? You actually might be. Hold still. Focus on me in that chair right in front of you. Anchor yourself to that. I hope you have your loop within reach. We're gonna use it now. Did you like it when I trained your non-dominant hand in lesson 2? Awesome. We're going to refresh your muscle memory today. So your dominant hand holds your cock at the base. The other starts stroking with a soft grip. Slow. Up. And down. If you're wondering whether your grip is too tight, it probably is. Loosen it. And a little faster now. Increase the pressure, just a little, and a little more, bend down, good, now ease off again, back to feather light, don't give in to that urge to squeeze your fist around it, don't, faster, and don't you dare move your hips. It's so easy to start rocking back and forth in this position, isn't it? Like you're fucking your fist. Better behave. You stay still. Tight grip, slow strokes. I'm watching you. You can feel my eyes on your hand, on your cock. And a little faster again. Up and down and up and down and up and down. Just like that. You look good. Hot. I'm clenching my thighs a little. Squirming in my seat. Looking for friction. Give me more of everything now. More speed. Stronger grip. And stop. Hands off. Don't touch. Just breathe. Good boy. You did well. Which means I'll let you see exactly what you're working for. I've spread my legs for you now. I wonder what image of me you've chosen to project behind that blindfold. My thighs parted. My pussy glistening. My fingers resting so close, but not touching. I move them to part my lips, let you see everything. You wanna taste it, don't you? How about I feed it to you? Stick your tongue out for me. Imagine licking my fingers. Imagine me pushing them into your mouth. Suck. So good, right? But don't get greedy. The next round is about control. You remember the phrase from lesson 3, don't you? The one I made you repeat? Your new gospel. Yeah, that's right. Velvet controls me. All of you. This time. It's not just your cock. Use your non-dominant hand to cup your balls for me. Start soft, feather-light grip. Don't remove your hand. Your other hand starts stroking your cock. Now, I will ask you a few questions and you will answer them loud. Not just in your head. And as you do, you will tighten that grip on your balls every single time. Who controls you? Correct. Squeeze and don't stop stroking. Well done. You can ease off again. What do I control? So, basically every part of you, right? They all belong to me. Squeeze a little tighter this time. Feel that? Is it uncomfortable? But you have your favorite hand back to stroke your cock. That's at least something, don't you think? Stroke faster. Up and down and up and down. Yeah, that's a good boy. You can loosen your grip. You're starting to sound like someone who needs permission to come. Look at me. I'm starting to get a little needy as well. Can you see? Hang on, maybe I can spread my legs a little wider. How about I hang them over the armrest of my chair and then move forward a little bit, like this. Can you see how needy my pussy is? Oh, it's getting really wet here. Don't slow down, by the way. Down. What's your new gospel? Say it one more time. God, that sounds so good out of your mouth. I love this. Stroke fast. And squeeze. Squeeze your balls. A little more. A little more. Stroke faster. Stroke faster. You dare go past it. Can you hear that? Wet pussy sounds. Both hands off. Good. Oh, so close. So fucking close. Did you like squeezing your ball? We haven't done anything like that before, have we? I like it. I want to do more of that. But I also want to make this last round about me, okay? After that, you get to come with me. All you have to do is behave.
What was the name of lesson one again? Silence is golden. So true, isn't it? Now, shut up. Are you finished with the punishment audio? One hand back on your balls, the other on your cock. Do not start stroking. You need a little more, really? Friction?
Nah. Sorry. Not right now. I need more myself, you know, and unlike you, I get what I want, whenever I want it. Like my toy here, for example. It has different patterns. Guess which one I like the most? That's right. The one that pulsates against my G-spot. I might have mentioned it before. It also sucks on my clit. Picture me sliding it in. Grinding against it. I'll imagine it's your mouth on my clit and your fingers hitting that spot inside me. Do you want to imagine it with me? Yeah. Pulsate your hand around your cock. Same rhythm as my toy. Tense and release. Squeeze and soften. Stay quiet. This is my show. On the chair. But I've learned from my very, very first recording. there's always a towel now. Let me see, maybe you can hear it. If I try sliding it in and out a bit. Yeah, can you? Oh my god, you must hear how wet I am. Are your balls aching and heavy? I bet they are. Just the right time for a nice squeeze. Go on. Do it. And hold. You're a good boy, aren't you? You think you can be even better for me? Yeah? Okay. Hold until I'm done counting to five. Don't forget to keep that rhythm around your cock. One, two, three, four, five. Let go. That wasn't bad. but I know you can do more. You want to come so bad. I get to use you however I want to now. Don't I? Just not yes. Squeeze them again. Harder this time. I know you can go harder. One, two,
3. And a little more. A little more. 4. It's okay. You've almost made it. Focus on your hand around your cock. And breathe. 5. Well done. Well done, baby. You can let go. It's time for your treat. If you can keep up, don't ruin it. You come when I come. Not before, not after. Don't ruin it now, yeah? You don't want to go listen to the punishment audio, do you? Circle your tip with one finger. Round and round. Round and round. And now stop at your frenulum. Play with it. Just a little bit. Just lightly tease it. I wonder how sensitive you are. My clit is fucking sensitive right now. Maybe you shouldn't touch yourself too hard. What do you think? I don't want to overstimulate you. Or do I? It's kind of difficult to make a decision at the moment. What do I want? What do I want? Hold your cock at the base with one hand. Wrap the palm of your other hand over the tip. Soft, but fast. Just a tiny bit longer. I know. Isn't it? And stroke. Full grip. Yeah, same rhythm as my toy. I've changed it to make it easier for you. Did you notice? See how nice I am when you behave. Squeeze your balls as well. This is the speed. I want you thrusting in and out of me, by the way. Stop fucking your hand. Now you're gonna change your grip, okay? You're gonna go tight. And a little tighter. And feather light now. To barely touching at all. Again, hard, yeah. And soft, feather light, barely there, yeah, yeah. Oh god, are you trembling a little? Need to come, baby. Hard. Soft. Barely there. You know, if you need to come that bad, you could always ask me nicely to come. So you get to come as well. You think that's asking nicely? Fast, soft strokes now. And try again. Say, please, goddess, please come. I'm trying so hard to be a good boy for you, but I can't take it any longer. God, Such a desperate... wake, little slut, aren't you? Sit down now. I'll lie back. Whatever feels good. I wonder how your naughty friends are doing right now. Poor things. But not you. I told you I'd only be good to you if you were good for me. And you were. So good. Kneeling, silent, desperate, obedient. Just how I like you. When you're ready, you take that blindfold off. You clean yourself up, and you're gonna remember what it felt like to be armed. Stay needy until next time.